This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Oil prices fell again today. I'll spare you the daily TikTok and just say that crude is off 28% since the middle of June. Great, obviously, if you're a consumer. Hello, $2 and something a gallon gas. Not so great if you're a driller. There's the obvious way that's true. Your product gets less when you take it to market. But also, it's not great because a lot of companies in the white-hot center of the fracking boom have taken on a fair bit of debt to get there. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong connects the economic dots.
During the boom, drillers that fracked for what's called shale oil spent more money than they brought in, and they made up the gap by borrowing, which was fine when oil sold for a high price. Now, it's down. Earnings are down. And lenders are fidgety, says economist Ed Herz at Hill House Resources in Houston.
Many of the bankers are very, very concerned about their loans to companies that are exclusively into shale formations. These companies may not have the management expertise or the technical expertise to continue production and pay off these loans.
And oil companies can be credit risks. Standard & Poor's rates 3 out of 4 energy firms below investment grade. The question is, how long will low prices last? James Burkhardt is with IHS Energy.
So if oil, let's say, were $80 for the next year or go even lower, cash flow is lower and external finance would be probably lower as well or more expensive.
Now, all oil companies are not the same. Those mostly in fracking are more at risk. Prices could rise. For now, though, fortunes are changing quickly in the oil patch, says Jake Dollarhide. He's with Longbow Asset Management in Tulsa.
Look, having grown up here and seen what's happened in this Oklahoma, Texas area, seen the booms and busts, seen companies go underneath overnight. Most of the time, it was a two-headed monster. Lower commodity prices, high debt.
I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.